It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Verse 39.
And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city Nazareth.
Okay, now here we see baby is still 8 days old. And the Luke says they return to Galilee, their own city Nazareth. But that doesn't sound right. Why? Because we know in Matthew chapter 2, Magi came, although three wise men came and bought the gifts and gave it to the baby Jesus. And the baby Jesus was almost 2 years old. And you know how this king destroyed all the babies. And God told Joseph, take your wife and a baby and go to Egypt. That time was almost 2 years old. That's the time they went to Egypt. And from the Egypt, they came back to Galilee. Because when these three wise men came, that time, baby Jesus was still in Bethlehem. Let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 2, and then you would know what I'm saying. Book of Matthew chapter 2, and start reading from verse 20.
Saying, arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose, and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding, being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene.
He was in Egypt. His angel comes and tells him, now you go back to Nazareth. And then he came and dwelt there. But the Luke is rounding up in a fast. He just said after 8 days they went to Galilee, Nazareth. They didn't go right away. They stayed there for a while. After this wise man came, they saw baby Jesus in Bethlehem. Then God told him to go to Egypt. And from Egypt, after a while, when the king was dead, the angel said, now you can go back to your country. And that's the way Joseph and Mary came back to Galilee and stayed in Nazareth. Okay, let's go back to the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 40.
And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him.
Now, baby Jesus is now 12 years old. And this is not the first time they go to Jerusalem. They go every year the Passover feast. So they might have taken him for 11 times. Now this is the 12 years old. Now when he's 12 years old, they went there for Passover. And when the Passover feast is finished, they already left the Jerusalem. And they went almost 1 day's journey. And not knowing where this 12-year child is. They did not check before they left, where is my son? From that we know Mary might have little babies. And she was busy with her other children. And so she thought, maybe he's okay now, he's 12 years old. Oh, we are not going to lose him. when they found out Jesus is not with them, then they got a little bit panic. They search with other people, and then they start looking for Jesus. From that we know, Jesus Christ was even 12 years old. He was very smart, very courageous. He was not afraid of anybody. And they didn't know where the Jesus was. So let's go and read a little bit further.
And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers.
Jesus Christ, 12 years old, he's sitting in the temple or synagogue, and all these people, who are this? He said, doctors, lawyers, big, highly educated people, sitting with Jesus and discussing with him the Bible. It's not written here what are the questions they were asking and what part of Bible they were discussing. But from this passage, we know that they were talking to Jesus and questioning him, and Jesus Christ might be giving answers, and Jesus Christ might be questioning them, and if they could not answer the question, then he will explain to them. And this is what's happening. He did not go to college yet. He did not have a university degree. He did not have a doctor degree. But he had the knowledge more than these doctors. People were surprised how this knowledge came to him. Let's read verse 48.
And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing.
When Mary and Joseph came, they might be surprised too. They might be standing there and listening for a while and see what Jesus is saying. And they were surprised. Wow, we never thought that this our child Jesus has this much knowledge, talking to all these degree holders. And so they were surprised, but at the same time they were a little bit disappointed. And they were a little bit angry, thinking, why Jesus did this? And they were trying to say, you did something wrong. But see what Jesus Christ is saying. Verse 49.
And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business?
See what he's trying to say? You were looking for me. Why didn't you think that I was in the house of God? So he questioned them. They questioned him, why did you do this? He said, tell me, why you didn't understand that I should be in the house of God? I should be praying and studying the word of God. From this, I understood Jesus Christ never disobeyed his mother and father. He was always obedient child. So they should be knowing, my son, he's not going to do any mischief. He's not going to play around. He will be in the temple. They should have been checked out the temple first or the synagogue first before they can check everything. He's trying to say, you should have checked me in the house of God. And he said something else.
And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business?
He said, I must be about my Father's business. So he said, you should be thinking, I might be doing my Father's business. And so Joseph and Mary came. And the Mary saying, why did you do to this your father and me? And so he's trying to say, Joseph is not my father. I'm not going to do his business. I'm doing my Father's business. And they didn't understand what he was trying to say. Verse 50.
And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them.
They didn't understand what Jesus Christ is saying. I should be doing my Father's business. Up to now, I don't think they told Jesus that your Father is God and you are a godly child. They're trying to say, oh, you're Joseph's son. You know, when you adopt child, you don't tell that child right away you are adopted. But as the child grows, like a 5 years, 10 years, 12 years, somebody, a neighbor or friend or school or relatives will tell, this is not your dad. This is not your mom. You are adopted. And so I think Mary might be thinking, Joseph is your dad and things like that. Why did you disobey, you know, your father and me? He's saying, who is my father? I should be in my father's business in a church or synagogue. And his father was not a religious man. He was a religious, but he was not a priest, or he was not doing any preaching or anything. He was a carpenter. And so he's saying, my business is not carpenter business. My business is preaching the word. My business is doing the Lord's work. And that's what he was doing. Let's read verse 51.
And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart.
Now when Jesus said, I should be in my father's business and I want to do my father's will. And she just kept in her heart. She didn't say, oh, Jesus, you are right. Joseph is not your father. I made a mistake. You should be in the father's house. You should be doing the Lord's work. But she just kept in her heart. I understood about Mary. When the shepherd came and they told her all the things, what God revealed to them, the word of God says she kept everything in her heart. Anybody tells her anything, she just kept in her heart. It's good to keeping in your heart. But at the same time, whatever you learn, you teach others. Whatever you learn, you're learning to give it away. The knowledge, you give it to somebody, it increases. If one person knows something and tells to another person, and that person tells to another person, 100% will have the same knowledge, and the person who gave, he has that knowledge yet. But you have $100, you give it to 100 people, a dollar, you don't have any dollar left. So the knowledge, you should not be just keeping to yourself, you're giving away. But the Mary kept in her heart, and we never saw Mary going and preaching and telling anybody. First preacher we saw, Mary Magdalene, going and telling Jesus Christ is alive. That's maybe the reason, if the Jesus Christ was risen and revealed to Mary, and she kept in her heart and don't tell anybody, we would not know Jesus Christ is alive. But here, in this 51 verse, he says, Jesus Christ was subject unto them. Means what? After he came out of the synagogue and went with the mom and dad, he said, okay, mom, if you think I am disobedient, I will never do it again. I will be always listening to you. And he was subject. Means if mommy says, go and take the trash out, he said, okay, mom. If dad says, okay, now you come and work with me in this furniture making or anything, yes, sir. So when you say subject, means he's going to listen to you. And he listened to mom and dad, not the real dad, the Joseph and Mary, until he was 30 years old. Can you imagine? From 12 years, only one mistake. It was not a mistake. It was a mistake of Mary and Joseph. Jesus did not make a mistake. He was in the house of God. That's the reason they went there. So they should be checking him in the house of God. But when they blame him, he said, okay, if you think I made a mistake, here doesn't say I'm sorry, but it's understood. He's subject to them means I'm going to listen to you. Whatever you say. Jesus did not commit any sin. But God made him sin, and he was crucified. He never opened his mouth and said, why did you crucify me? What did I do? I'm an innocent man. But he was crucified for you and for me. So Jesus Christ, until he was 30 years old, he stayed with his mom and Joseph. I don't know you know it, but there are books are written about Jesus Christ in India and some Buddhist countries. What they are saying, they took this scripture from 12 years to 30 years, you don't see Jesus' ministry. What did he do? We did not see that Jesus made one yoke, or he made the bull cart, or he made the table or furniture. Some movies they will show that Jesus made the table and things like that. But it's not written in the Bible. What are the things he did 30 years? Means 12 years to 30 years. What did he do? Nothing is written. And so one day one Hindu man came to me and he said, do you know, from 12 years to 30 years, there is no record of Jesus' ministry in your book, but we know what happened to Jesus. He came to Tibet and he learned all the Hinduism and he learned everything from our Hindu books. I said, sir, you are so smart. Let me tell you, if Jesus Christ came and learned your Bhagavad Gita, your Ramayana, and all your Hindu rules and regulations, do you know if somebody graduated from your Hindu philosophy college, he would say at least once what he learned from you? He never said anything about your religion. He never said anything about Ramayana. He never said anything about Bhagavad Gita. He never said anything about your religion. So, according to our Bible, the Word of God says from the 12 years to 30 years, he was helping his father and his mother, and he was subject to them. It doesn't say he went to Tibet, or he went to India, or he went to somewhere else. But they can make their theory, but I prove it to them, according to your theory, my Jesus never talk about your Hindu gods or never talk about Hindu philosophy. And so we know that Jesus Christ was an obedient child of God and stayed with the mom and dad 30 years. How many children can obey their mom and dad for 30 years without saying a word and subject to mom and dad? Once they are 18, they got two horns. They say, you don't know anything. You don't know because we went to college. You don't know anything, and they want to make their own decisions. Once you become 18 years old, you don't want to listen to mom. You don't want to listen to dad. And you want to do whatever you want to do. And that's what you're doing. So what are you doing? You're sowing the seed, and then you get the harvest. Your children will do the same. You want not to listen to your mom and dad, and now you want your children to listen to you. What the children are going to say? Did you listen to your mom and dad? Why are you telling me? If the mom and dad is smoking, and they said to children, don't smoke, what are they going to say? You are smoking. You have no right to tell me. Now I'm 18 years old. I'm my own. I can do it. So the point I'm making, don't take the bad examples of mother and father. Everybody makes mistake. But once you are born again, child of God, then your father is Heavenly Father. Listen to Heavenly Father, you will never go wrong. And then once you are listening to God, then you can turn around and say your son, I was not born again. That's why I was smoking. That's why I was in drug. Now I got Jesus Christ. He saved my life. I'm not the same. Don't make the same mistake I did. Because I made a mistake. That time I was rebellious. But now I'm a born-again child of God. And that's what we're supposed to tell others. If somebody said, oh, Pastor Peter, when you are young, you did so many mistakes. And why are you telling us? Sir, I was not saved at that time. But once I got saved in my youth. But when I got saved, I'm completely transformed. Because Jesus Christ lives in me. That's what we have to say. We have to say we are born again children of God and we are here to please God. Okay, let's finish this scripture. Verse 52. Luke 2:52.
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
See how Jesus increased? He said Jesus increased in wisdom. And same way, he became physically strong and healthy. And he had the favor with God and favor with men. Once you are a child of God and loving and kind, other people will notice and they will have favor to you. I was the firstborn son. My mother loved me. My father loved me. My mother and father didn't beat me because I was not doing anything wrong. And I was a very good child. When I became 18, I asked the permission from my father to go to movie. And he said, we are not supposed to go to movie. I said, Dad, I'm not going to spoil. I'm going to just sing a song. Because I was a songwriter. I was writing the song when I was 8 years old. But the movie spoiled me. I'm not giving testimony now because time is up. The movie spoiled me. And within a 1 year period, my life was completely destroyed. But within a 1 year, God sent some man to my church. I listened to the message and I got saved. So 1 year of my life was ruined. But thank God, in my youth, God came to me to rescue me. I heard the voice of God, not one time, many times. And I left everything and followed the Lord. And so what I'm trying to say, let us grow in the grace and the knowledge of God. Jesus Christ was growing in the Lord. We never saw Jesus Christ made a mistake. When the devil came to tempt him, he started quoting the words of God. And so what we supposed to do? David says, I have hidden your word in my heart so I should not sin against you. If you keep the reading the word of God, the studying the word of God, you will not commit sin. The sin will stay away from you because the word of God is the mirror of God. So when you read the Bible, it will point out your sins. So don't close the book, read it, confess it, put it right, and then you will grow in the grace and the knowledge of God. But let's make a decision. I am going to dedicate my life to Jesus Christ. I am going to read the Bible more. I'm going to read at least one chapter a day. And I'm going to pray more. Some people are born again Christians, but they don't know how to pray. If I tell them to pray, they can pray a 30-second prayer. And it's too hard for praying a 1 minute. Or sometimes if I say, okay, pray one more time. Oh, can I pray the same prayer I prayed before? What I'm trying to say, you don't have a prayer life. Sit in the feet of God. Start thinking about Jesus. Start praying. Subject about self. If you don't know the subject, pray for your family. Pray for the pastor. Pray for the church. Pray for our government. Pray for our president. Pray for what's happening in the world. You listen to the news. Go on your knees and pray. God can give you the spirit of prayer. See this lady, Hannah? She was praying day and night, 77 years, without thinking getting married, without thinking about the world. So we have the example. Samuel saying, if I don't pray for the children of God, it will be sin unto me. Luke chapter 3, starting from verse 1.
Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and of the region of Trachonitis, and Lysanias, the tetrarch of Abilene.
Okay, now from this verse, why the Luke is writing all of these people's name, he wants to prove it to the people that the timing of John the Baptist and Jesus Christ ministry is real. If they want to go and check in the history book, they cannot say there was no governor Pilate and there were no these kings. There were three kings' names are given, plus the Pilate name is given, the governor of Judea. So they cannot erase these names from the history. If those names are there, that means at that particular time, 15 years of reign of Tiberius Caesar. So they know these names are there in the history book. Other day I was listening to one program and they were saying, and Jesus Christ never walked on this earth. And all of these things they are saying, I would tell them, go to the book of Luke and read it. It says the timing of John the Baptist preaching time. Not only that, if you read the verse 2, they are given the two high priests' name. Please read.
Annas and Caiaphas being the high priests. The word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness.
Now here it is saying, plus they can check in the religious background in Judea, Anna as the priest, and Caiaphas, they were two high priests at that particular time. And Zechariah is the John the Baptist's father. And the word of God we read in the book of Luke also, Zechariah also was a high priest. So all those high priests' name is in their religious books. So we cannot say that there was no Zacharias, there was no Annas the high priest, there was no Caiaphas the high priest. If those people were there, then the same timing that John the Baptist was preaching in the wilderness. And so it is a proof given. If somebody tells you there is no proof of John the Baptist, there is no proof of the Jesus Christ, tell them to go to the book of Luke and read and understand. Let's read the verse 3.
And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Esaias the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.
Now here he's saying, John the Baptist is the first person in the Old Testament preaching about the repentance, preaching about the water baptism, and telling people God is going to forgive your sins. In the olden time, in the time of Moses, they have to bring the sacrifice for their sins. They have to bring the lamb or goat or whatever the sacrifice the high priest tells, they have to bring it. Now the John the Baptist wants to change it. John the Baptist is saying, if you want to forgiveness from your sins, then what you do, just come, repent of your sins, believe the Jesus Christ who I'm preaching about, and give your life to Jesus, and be baptized, and your sins will be forgiven. This is the first time these people heard it. That's why the religious people were mad at John the Baptist, because their business is going to ruin now. So they are saying, who is this guy preaching about salvation, preaching about repentance, preaching about the water baptism? Because before that, there was no water baptism preached to the public.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.